Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Mary. Can I please have your name?
This is Daniela Flores.
Thank you, Daniela. Let me pull up your profile here. One moment. Can I please have your business name for verification?
M. Flores Drywall, LLC.
Thank you so much. How can I help?
Do you have my representative who I usually talk to? I think his name is like Fernando or something.
Let me take a look at the notes here. Bear with me. One moment here, Daniela. I actually don't see any notes here from Fernando or a person named Fernando. However, may I know what this is about? I may be able to connect you to the right person handling it.
So I've tried going with a different company to see if I can generate more leads, but I'm kind of scared to do it. They are asking me to get ownership of my Google business profile, management profile. The Google, that's what I was calling for. I was calling to, get that.
I understand.
Get access to the business profile manager.
I see. Thank you for the.
They're telling me to kick you guys out. You know what I mean? Like they want to manage this, and I feel like, well, can I have two managers? Like, you know, I want to have both companies work on it for me. You know, in case one of them is not generating leads, then maybe the other one is too.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniela. Thank you for the information. So based on what I see, so you're actually referring to your Google business profile. Now, based on what I see here, you already have access to it. The email address associated to your Google business profile is mfloresdrywall@gmail.com. However, as of right now, your access is set as manager. If you would like, I can go ahead and switch it to owner, so that you will have access to it as owner.
So I think that's what they were. Will I be able to? Would I be able? What do you call it? What did he say? Let me see here. Oh, would you? What? Okay, because where it says people in access, would I be able to add access to somebody else?
Once your access is set to owner, yes, you will have the ability to add other people as managers to your listing.
And I can have you there as well, right?
Here's what I'll do, Daniela. Is it okay if I place you all for 1 to 2 minutes to like clarify this with the back office team?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you so much. One moment here.
Lucy, can you go to the room with your dad, please? Gracias. No, ahora usted no traía nada. ¿Por qué?
Mamá.
Ven a ver ese trabajo. Estoy en espera.
¿O por eso?
¿Y quiere que lo pinte o nomás que lo repare?
Nomás que lo repare.
¿Y eso es cuánto cobro? De 350.
No me está contestando, ya le marqué ayer, le marqué hoy, no me contesta. Le mandé un texto, tampoco me contestó. Tal vez. Pero no es ninguna manera por cual no contestarme.
Daniela, I really appreciate your patience. I'm still waiting for the back office team's response. Is it okay if I place you on hold for 1 to 2 more minutes?
Okay.
Thank you so much. One moment here. Daniela, I really appreciate your patience. I just want to, while waiting for the back office team's response, I just want to clarify. The other marketing agency instructed you to have ownership access to your listings. In that way, you can grant them access to manage it. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Did they explain to you what will what they'll be doing on your listings? Because the thing is, if there's going to be two marketing agencies working on your listings, there may be conflict when it comes to the information. Because there may be things that we will need to work on your listings, and then they may not approve it on their end, they may cancel it, and then they'll do something, and then it may not work for us. So the thing
yes,
is, it's
I
gonna
know.
Be
that's
like,
why I'm worried. That's why I'm worried, because they're telling me that, you know, to kick you out completely. So what happens if I do that?
If you're gonna be kicking us out completely, we wouldn't be able to work on what you're paying us for.
Right.
Because right now, we're working on local SEO, wherein we're optimizing your Google business profile. And then the other one is we're managing your, let me just take a look here. We're managing your Google guarantee, which is connected to your Google business profile. So if adding them and removing us, that's going to be a complication because this is what you paid us for, to manage your listings.
You see, what I liked about them is that they were able to also do popcorn stealing removal on the keys, on the keywords for me. So if anybody was looking for popcorn stealing removal services,
I understand. Sorry, what was the, I apologize, what was the keyword once again, or the service?
Popcorn stealing removal. Those are also one of the services that I want to offer. So if anybody is looking up popcorn stealing removal, I would also like to show up on the results for that.
I see. We can definitely add that to the list of keywords that we have here for you.
Because
if I may ask,
you guys have told me in the past that you guys were unable to do that.
Okay, let me check one moment here, because I already got a response from the back office team, and they have the same sentiments with me. It's not really recommended to have different agencies in one listings. Let me check with them about the popcorn ceiling removal. Bear with me one moment here. Danielle, I really appreciate your patience. I just want to clarify. It's popcorn ceiling removal. Is that correct? That's the keyword that they have on their end? Okay.
Yes.
One moment here. I'll check with the back office team about that.
Hi, this is Daniela. How can I help you?
Danielle, I really appreciate your patience. I just want to clarify, when the other agency said they'll be able to have you show up for this service, popcorn ceiling removal, were they talking about Google Guarantee, or were they talking about adding that as a keyword or service on your Google Business Profile?
Adding that as a keyword service in my Google Business Profile.
Okay. So it doesn't have anything to do with Google Guarantee. Is that correct?
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. One moment here. Daniela, I really appreciate your patience. I'm now going back and forth with the back office team to clarify the popcorn ceiling removal, because if it was really just to add it to your keywords, there shouldn't be any problems at all. But I'm verifying with them just to make sure, because as what you mentioned, someone from Local Slash told you that we can't do it, right? That's what that was the reason why. Okay.
Yeah, it's never,
thank you.
I mean, if you're able to check in my history, I've never had that as a keyword. You've not had that as services.
I'm really sorry about the concern.
Are you able to do popcorn ceiling removal in the Google Guaranteed as well?
That's what I'm checking. I'm now checking both of them. I'm checking with the local SEO for your Google Business Profile and for Google Guarantee. One moment.
Okay.
Here. Thank you. Daniela, I really appreciate your patience. I'm still waiting for their responses. Is it okay if I please come over 1 to 2 more minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
I really appreciate your patience. One moment here. All right, Danielle, I really appreciate your patience. Thank you so much for waiting. I think I know what happened now. So in the past, when someone from Local Splash told you that they can't, we can't add popcorn ceiling removal, that was actually specific for Google Guarantee. The thing with Google Guarantee is it has specific limitations set by Google. However, what the other agency told you, that they'll be adding popcorn ceiling removal, that's actually for your Google business profile, which we can do on our end. We can't do it on Google Guarantee, but we can do it on your Google business profile, just like the other agency.
Okay, are you able to see, to get into my account and see if popcorn ceiling removal is on there or not?
Let me check. One moment here. Bear with me. So I'm really sorry that this was not captured, but not yet. It's not yet added on the list of keywords for your Google business profile. So what I'll do now is I'll go ahead and request the back office team to add it on the list.
Okay, go ahead
just
and
like
do that.
All righty. Now, going back to your initial concern, Daniela, about adding the, other agency, we strongly don't recommend it. The reason being is if there's two agencies working on your listings, there might be changes made. And if there's going to be multiple changes from time to time, that may cause suspension on your Google business profile, which is what we're avoiding, because once your listings become suspended, it's not going to show up on Google and we'll need to undergo the reinstatement process. The re-verification process. Now, I understand that the selling point with the other agency was to add the popcorn ceiling removal. I think there was just a misunderstanding with us in the past. We can definitely add it for you. So technically, there's not really a need for the other agency, if that was the selling point.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to stay with you guys, and I hope I get better leads. And I hope I can offer popcorn ceiling removal now.
Definitely. Since it's now going to be added to your keywords, to your services, if someone searches for that services, you should be on the list of companies to show up with that.
Okay,
since that's going to be added to your
budget?
Google business profile.
So how is my budget now for my Google listings, for my Google ads? How is my budget? Is it good? Is it full? Am I receiving leads? Should I increase it? What can I do to get more leads?
If we're talking about your budget for your Google guarantee, I can definitely have the Google guarantee representative call you regarding that, since I don't have access to that directly on my end.
Okay.
But
how about the one that you do have access for?
For the Google advertisement, because you have all three products, local SEO, Google advertisement, and Google guarantee. For Google ads, let me check here. Bear with me. Let's see. I'll have to check with the back office team real quick. One moment, Daniela. Let me check how much the budget is, if there's still anything remaining. One moment here.
Ya está lleno el trabajo, ¿cuándo lo puedes empezar? En la reparación.
Daniela, I really appreciate your patience. I'm still waiting for the back office team response regarding your budget for your Google ads. Bear with me. Danielle, I really appreciate your patience. I don't want to take too much of your time. If it's okay with you, once I have the information for the remaining budget for your Google advertisement, I can send it to you via text. As for the Google Guarantee budget, I can have someone from the Google Guarantee team to reach out to you and provide you more information as to... Okay. All righty. I really appreciate your patience. Do you have anything else before I let you go?
No, that is all. Can you just follow up with me later, too, by a phone call? Because there may be other questions, other changes that I have.
Sure. What will happen is, since the Google Guarantee team will reach out to you regarding your budget for Google Guarantee, if you have more questions about the Google Business Profile side and Google Ads, they can connect you over to us.
Okay.
In that way, it's just
going
to happen.
Sounds good, then.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Daniela. You're welcome. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.